A new study is out saying that our brains are 100% used all the time. 100% of our brain is used. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. We use 100% of our brains all of the time, not 10% as the myth seems to have it. We use 100% of it. We have 100 billion neurons in the human brain, 100 billion. And the number of neurons it takes to form a new memory is 1. So if we have 100 billion neurons in our brain, imagine that we have 100 billion thought systems, 100 billion ideas, 100 billion ideas of memory in our brain. Use it or lose it. Having a purpose in life is the key to good health. Having a purpose in life, most any purpose will do, but having a significant purpose in life is the key to good health. Now, a study was done in Japan. Naturally, they do good studies like this. And the study is called IKIGAI. I will not attempt to pronounce that. Which means the reason for which we wake up in the morning. The reason for which we wake up in the morning. Now, the study said it was crucial that people have a reason for waking up in the morning. And finding that reason is critical for especially people in the United States because they retire early. And when you retire early, your reason for getting up in the morning changes. Your reason for getting up in the morning is no longer there like it was before. You don't have a reason for getting up in the morning. You can stay in bed all day if you want. You can just loll around the house all day. You can be a nuisance to your wife or your husband all day long if you want to. But have a reason for getting up in the morning. The reason for which we wake up in the morning is so true and tremendously important that science is making studies on that these days, coming up with new answers. We have 10,000 new stem cells born in our brain every day, new stem cells ready to do whatever job we tell them. We have 100 billion neurons in the brain, which are ready to be activated as memories, which are ready to be activated as exciting pathways of life. That's why, really, we can know all things. We do know all things. We have all these things packed into our brain, and we are able to do amazing and wonderful things with who we are. But, IKIGAI, Ikigai. Perhaps some Japanese person who knows Japanese will pronounce that more correctly. The reason for which we wake up in the morning. What reason do you have for waking up in the morning? Are you a younger person who's just the excitement of the day is inviting enough to make you want to jump out of bed and start your day, whatever it may be? Is having a family exciting enough for you to get up and take care of them or get off to work and make a living so that you can raise them and prepare them in their ideal way? Is getting up in the morning because you have a job that is demanding your attention and utilizing your genius, just grabbing a hold of your 1 billion neurons and saying, okay, smarty pants, let's see if you know this, let's see if you know that. Let's see if you understand these ideas or these concepts or these ways at all. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? And we say, I'm ready to go. And we leap out of bed, and we have our breakfast, and we eat a good breakfast. We're not in a rush. We eat a good breakfast, and after breakfast we have a leisurely drive to our office or wherever we are going. And when we arrive, we get there and we sit at our desk or we sit in our conference with our cohorts and we discuss the things that are on our mind. And they say, okay, here are 12 things that I've come up with that cannot be accomplished. These are 12 projects that just cannot be done. And they present them to you. And you say, okay, you guys go and do your thing. I will consider this. I'm the boss. I will consider this. So the boss takes these 12 things and he goes into his office and he says to the secretary, I'm going to be in conference now for the next 3 hours. Please do not disturb me. And so the boss sits in his office in conference with his inner self, with his 100 billion neurons, 100 billion memory thoughts, and he's using 100% of his brain all the time. And he sits there and he says, okay, point one. And he goes over each of the 12 points that his cohorts have brought up. And he makes little notations, and he makes little endpoints, and so forth. And then he prepares an email. He prepares a vocal email, a video vocal email. And he says, all right, gang, here is my conclusions about the 12 impossible issues that you brought up at our meeting this morning. It is now noon, and I am going to lunch. Please listen to these ideas and tell me what you think about them. So, he sits there, and one by one, he ticks them off. And he does not have a lot of notes written down because it's in his head. And when the point brings up the idea in his mind. And so he speaks of the ideas, and he says, point number one. You say this is an impossible task. I say it's a task that demands us to look at it from a new perspective, as do all 12 of these. And so let's look at them now from a new perspective. Let's look at them as something that has to be done if we're going to save the country, if we're going to save the people, if we're going to save our family, if we're going to save our business, save ourselves. Not that it's evil, not that it's bad, but it puts us from first gear into second or third or into automatic high. How do you want to go? And then the boss sits there and reiterates the 12 themes and gives 12 solutions. And after he gives all these solutions, he says to himself, yeah, So, that's 12 more impossible things that no longer are impossible. And he calls the secretary and he says, okay, I'm going to go to lunch now. And I've sent out an email to the staff, and you may look at it if you wish, and consider the concepts that I brought up. So, he goes out and he goes to the club and he has a lunch. He has himself a beautiful big hamburger, real nice hamburger. He has it with all the trimmings and all the veggies and all the things that make it so good. And he sits there and he slices it in half and he eats half the hamburger. And he says to himself, really, that's all that I need to have. That's all that I have a hunger for. And he drinks his cup of coffee with his hamburger, and after he's finished, he leaves the rest on the table. And he gets up, and he leaves the table, and he goes into the lounge. And in the lounge, he finds a few of his cronies who are sitting there, who have already heard his discussion, and they're saying to him, well, boss, now, on number 8, you brought up this point. Do you think that's really possible? And the boss sits back and he relaxes and he looks around and he says, yes, I know that's possible. And here are a few more reasons why it's possible. He doesn't say struggle. He doesn't say strain. He doesn't say going against principle, going against the program that we've known. He just says, these are some possibilities. And by the time he gets back to the office at 1:30, everybody is asking that he hold another meeting. And so at 2 o'clock or 2:30, he says to his secretary, we will hold another meeting. Please send out a notice and ask everyone to be at the meeting room at 3 o'clock. So at 3 o'clock, not only are all of the associates who brought up the ideas, but half of the office staff who had nothing to do with it are there too, because they are just so thrilled with all the possibilities that were brought up because the boss said he was considering all of these things in all of their ramifications. We have 100 billion neurons in our brain, in our body, but 100 billion neurons in our brain alone. And these 100 billion neurons are 100 billion memories that make available to us knowledge in all areas, considerations in all areas. So exciting, so wonderful, so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious. And so it is that the boss discusses with his staff, finding a reason for living is critical for people who want to live happy, long, beautiful lives. They find a reason for living. The reason for which we wake up in the morning. Have you found a reason for which you would wake up in the morning? Have you found a reason for which you can say, I would like to live my life, and I would like to live fantastically, beautifully, totally, wonderfully now. I'd like to live in every way, fulfilling every dream, every deed, every deal, every attitude that I could ever imagine for myself. I have that now. And that's who I am. And that's all that I am. And it's a wonderful thing. But it's my choice. Come on, join with me. 100 billion neurons in each brain, and we have 7 billion people on the planet Earth, 100 billion neurons, memories in each brain, and that doesn't even begin to touch the amount of information and knowledge and wisdom in the universal allness, in the universal mind, in the universal allness of everything that exists. Think on these things. They're kind of exciting. That's a good reason to get up in the morning, just to think on these things. Take them one at a time, and you'll find that the days are not long enough for all the exciting adventures you have in going into your mind, your 100 billion neurons, your 100 billion ideas, waiting to flood forth in your life and my life with all the magic, with all the fantastic qualities that make up living. Join me. It's a lot of fun. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.